This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 17th, 2023. On Monday, November 13, 2023, the FCC commissioners unanimously voted to amend the amateur radio service rules to replace the baud rate limit on the amateur HF bands with a 2.8 kHz bandwidth limit to permit greater flexibility in data communications. Federal Communications adopted to incentivize innovation and experimentation in the amateur radio bands by removing outdated restrictions and providing licensees with the flexibility to use modern digital emissions, said the FCC. Specifically, we remove limitations on the symbol rate, also known as the baud rate, the rate at which the carrier waveform, amplitude, frequency, and/or phase is varied to transmit information, applicable to data emissions in certain amateur bands, concluded the FCC. The amateur radio community can play a vital role in emergency response communications, but it is often unnecessarily hindered by the baud rate limitations in the rules. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, hailed the FCC's action to remove the symbol rate restrictions. Roderick stated that this action will measurably facilitate the public service communication that amateurs step up to provide, especially at times of natural disasters and other emergencies such as during the hurricane season. The new rules will become effective 30 days after being published in the Federal Register, and there is more to read on this story, and you can do that at ARRL.org. The second part of the ARRL November sweepstakes is for phone contacts, and it begins on Saturday, November 18th at 2100 UTC and runs through Monday, November 20 at 0259 UTC. The contest objective is to support amateur self-training in radio communications, including improving amateur radio operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and intercommunicating with other amateurs. Amateur stations in the U.S. and Canada, including territories and positions, exchange information with as many other U.S. and Canadian stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10-meter bands. All stations may operate for no more than 24 of the 30 hours. Now, scores will be calculated from contacts logged during the first 24 hours of operation. A complete list of rules can be found at ARRL.org, at ARRL November Sweepstakes, Rules V.2.0. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with his weekly AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. FO99 was launched in January of 2019 and was named Nexus for Next Generation X Unique Satellite. After serving its mission, it has re-entered the Earth's atmosphere on November 9th. As with many things, when one leaves us, another takes its place. Eurosat 1, or now Spain Oscar 120, carries an SSTV camera and both an FM and digital repeater. If you would like to listen for its CW beacon, you will find it on 436.888 MHz. If the FMVU repeater is turned on, the uplink is 145.975 MHz and the downlink is 436.888 MHz. As the new year begins, keep in mind that straight key night on satellites is right around the corner, January 1st, 2024. For a 24-hour period, will be your chance to participate in this annual event. There are no rules other than making a contact using a straight key. If you would like to nominate someone for Best Fist, we will have the email address to send to as we get closer. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Well, the grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, for almost $200,000 and private donations of more than $20,000, the W3USR station in Scranton, Pennsylvania, has installed new amateur radio equipment and antennas. The station is now located on the fifth floor of the university's Loyola Science Center and features state-of-the-art operating positions with heavy-duty controllers, all-mode transceivers, speakers, desktop microphones, and other components that allow students to operate on amateur radio frequencies. A new 40-foot tower with a high-frequency antenna for 14, 21, and 28 megahertz has been installed, as well as VHF, UHF satellite and microwave antennas, some with rotating mounts. The ARDC grant was awarded to the university's Physics and Engineering Department, Assistant Professor Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, and the private donations were made by Dr. Mary Lou West, KC2NMC, Ed Hayes, N6XEM, and Jeff DiPaolo, WN3A. Dr. Frizzell said the impact of the new station means everything to the club. When you can bring a group of students into a new facility like this one, the impact makes a lasting impression that will allow them to fully experience amateur radio, he said. Dr. Frizzell added that the first QSL contacts have been made, and the station is now working on 10, 15, and 20 meters, with additional installation work remaining. An additional room on the same floor with equipment and antenna connections will be used for a lab for controlled HAMSI space research projects. The new capabilities of W3USR will also allow for ongoing and future HAMSI research projects to be undertaken by Dr. Frizzell and university students. W3USR was founded in the spring of 2020 with a mission to educate students on the ionosphere and the importance of radio communications. The 2023 Skywarn Recognition Day, SRD, is December 2nd from 0000 Zulu to 2400 Zulu. The event honors all Skywarn spotters and amateur radio operators for their contributions to the National Weather Service during severe weather. Amateur radio operators also provide vital communications to the National Weather Service and emergency management when normal communications fail. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, website is now updated with the Skywarn registration form, mapping form, and rules and information you'll need to check in for this year's event. SRD was developed in 1999 by the National Weather Service and ARRL. Amateur stations exchange contact information with as many NWS stations as possible on 80, 40, 20, 15, 10, and 6 meters, plus the 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands. Contacts are also permitted using repeaters. Non-amateur radio spotters can also exchange information with the National Weather Service offices using social media. To learn how to become a trained NOAA weather spotter, visit spotter training at weather.gov. And by the way, in 2022, more than 5,000 spotters participated in Skywarn Recognition Day. The SETI Institute, a nonprofit scientific research organization, recently announced a philanthropic gift of $200 million from the estate of Franklin Antonio, N6NKF. He's now a silent key. Antonio was a longtime ARRL member. The funding will be used to detect signals of life and intelligence in the universe. Antonio is best known to radio amateurs as the author of Instant Track, an orbital satellite tracking software that AMSAT sold for many years. Phil Karn, KA9Q, says Franklin's personal involvement in the SETI Institute as an engineering consultant took them a long way in a few years that he had been with that organization. The 16th annual SantaNet will be on the air evenings at 7 p.m. Central Time between Thanksgiving and Christmas on 3.916 MHz. Check-ins are taken 30 minutes before that net begins. Youngsters can talk to Santa at the North Pole using strategically placed operators who relay the voice of Santa. The SantaNet is a team effort by the 3916 Net members, and they're expecting over 1,000 contacts this year. The SantaNet is also streamed live on YouTube. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At the VOTA website, you can find the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including November 15th through the 21st, Alaska W1AW/KL7, Washington W1AW/7, and Mississippi W1AW/5. November 22nd through Thanksgiving, there will be no contacts, but beginning November 29th through December 5th, it's Rhode Island W1AW/1, Florida W1AW/4, and Delaware W1AW/3. Upcoming contest, Walk for the Bacon. That's the QRP contest with CW on November 16th through the 17th. November 18th through the 19th, the LZDX contest. That's CW and phone. On November 18th, quite a few opportunities for you. November 18th, the All-Austrian 160-meter contest, CW. The REF 160-meter contest, that's CW. November 18th to the 19th, the South America Integration Contest, that's CW. Feldheld Sprint, digital, the RSGP 1.8 MHz contest, CW. The ARRL Sweepstakes Contest, single sideband, that's phone, on November 18th. And on November 19th, it's the Fist Sunday Sprint, that is CW. And upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions, November 18th through the 19th, the Fort Wayne Ham Fest and Computer Expo, hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention, that's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. December 8th through the 9th, Tampa Bay Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. And on January 6th, it's Ham Radio University, hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And finally this week, thanks to the Emergency Amateur Communications Club Net in Kingwood, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.